All right, so everyone wants to get the most out of their content, right? Creating good stuff takes time and energy. This deep dive is going to show you how to make that effort work overtime for you. We're looking at repurposing content, breathe new life into your marketing assets by Joe Medico. And let me tell you, this article is packed with practical tips. Think of it like this. You spend hours perfecting a recipe for some incredible sauce. You're not just going to use it for one dish, are you?
That's a great analogy. You want to explore all the different ways you could use that sauce to create a whole menu of amazing meals. And that's exactly what content repurposing is about. Taking your core ideas and transforming them into a feast of content, reaching different audiences and achieving specific goals.
Okay, so we're not talking about like slapping a new label on the same jar of sauce. We're talking about creating something entirely new and delicious with the same core ingredients. But before we get to the how-tos, I'm curious. What are some of the most compelling reasons why someone should invest their time in repurposing content? Is it really worth the effort?
Absolutely. Think about it. You've already put in the hard work to research, write, and polish your original content. Repurposing allows you to leverage that existing investment and get more mileage out of it. It's a strategic way to amplify your message, expand your reach, and ultimately achieve your content marketing goals more efficiently.
So it's not just about working smarter, not harder. It's about being strategic and intentional with your content. Joe Medico lays out some pretty compelling benefits in the article, mentions saving time and resources, which is always appealing. But there's also the potential to expand your reach, boost your SEO, enhance brand awareness, and even establish yourself as an authority in your field.
Exactly. Let's take a closer look at those benefits. Saving time and resources is a huge one, especially for busy content creators like yourself. Instead of constantly starting from scratch, you can tap into your existing content library and give it new life. This means you can produce more content in less time, freeing you up to focus on other areas of your business.
Right, so it's like having a secret weapon in your content arsenal. But what about expanding reach? I get that different people consume content in different ways. Some prefer reading others, like video, and some love listening to podcasts. Does repurposing really allow you to cater to all those preferences?
It absolutely does. Think about it this way. You might have an amazing blog post that dives deep into a complex topic. But what about the people who prefer watching a quick video or listening to a podcast during their commute? By repurposing that blog post into different formats, you're making your content accessible to a wider audience, increasing its visibility and potential impact.
So it's like taking that delicious sauce we talked about earlier and creating a pasta dish, a pizza topping, and even a dipping sauce for appetizers. Same core ingredients, different ways to enjoy them. But what about SEO? How does repurposing content help with that?
Well, search engines love fresh content. When you repurpose your existing content, you're essentially creating new pieces that can be indexed and ranked. Plus, you can optimize each repurposed piece for specific keywords related to the original topic, further boosting your search engine visibility.
Okay, so it's not just about creating more content. It's about creating content that's strategically optimized for search engines. This brings us to the next benefit, enhancing brand awareness. How does repurposing content help get your brand out there?
The more visible your content is across different platforms and formats, the more recognizable your brand becomes. Each repurposed piece acts as a touch point, reinforcing your brand message and increasing familiarity among your target audience. It's like building a multifaceted brand presence that reaches people wherever they are online.
So it's like having a billboard on every street corner, but instead of billboards, it's your content popping up in different places online.
And finally, there's the idea of establishing yourself as an authority. I know that building credibility takes time and effort. Does repurposing content actually help with that? It absolutely does. When you consistently share valuable content across different formats, you're showcasing your expertise and demonstrating your in-depth knowledge of your industry. You become a go-to source of information, which helps build trust with your audience and establish you as a thought leader in your field.
All right, I'm sold on the benefits, but I have to admit, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed. I have all this content I've created over the years. Where do I even begin? What kind of content can I actually repurpose?
Well, you might be surprised by how much potential is hiding in your content archives. Think about your blog posts, webinars, presentations, white papers, ebooks, case studies, even customer testimonials. All of these can be transformed into something new and exciting.
Wow, you're making me want to go back and dig through my old content folders right now. But before I get lost in a sea of files, let's get into the nitty-gritty of how to actually do this. How do we go from a blog post to a video or a webinar to a podcast? Is it really that simple?
It can be surprisingly simple once you have a framework to follow. The key is to understand the strengths and limitations of each format and choose the one that best aligns with your repurposing goals. Think of it like choosing the right tool for a specific job. You wouldn't use a hammer to saw a piece of wood, right?
That's a great point. I wouldn't want to be responsible for any DIY disasters. So we need to think about the purpose of each piece of repurposed content and then choose the format that will help us achieve that purpose most effectively. For example, if we're trying to explain a complex process, a video might be more engaging than a plain text article.
Exactly. Video allows you to incorporate visuals, animations, and even screen recordings to break down complex ideas into easily digestible chunks. On the other hand, if you're sharing a lot of data or statistics, an infographic might be a better choice.
Ah, so we can use infographics to turn dry data into something visually appealing and easy to understand. That makes sense. But I'm curious, what are some other examples of format transformations that work well? I'm ready to see this repurposing magic in action.
Let's say you have a webinar recording that's packed with valuable information. You could extract the audio from a webinar and turn it into a podcast episode. This allows you to reach a new audience who might prefer listening to audio content while they're on the go.
Oh, I love that. It's like giving your webinar a second life. But wouldn't it just sound like recording of a webinar? How can we make it more engaging for podcast listeners?
Great question. You can add an intro and outro to provide context, include music or sound effects to break up the audio, and even edit the content to make it more concise and conversational. You can also offer additional resources like show notes or links to relevant articles in the podcast description.
Okay, so we're not just taking the raw audio and calling it a day. We're taking the time to tailor it specifically for a podcast audience. What about those dense white papers? I know they can be packed with valuable information, but sometimes they can feel a bit overwhelming to read. How can we repurpose those in a way that's more accessible?
White papers are prime candidates for transformation into visually appealing infographics. The key is to identify the most compelling data points and statistics and present them in a way that's easy to digest and share. You can use charts, graphs, icons, and other visuals to highlight key findings and make the information more memorable.
I'm starting to see how repurposing can really elevate the impact of your content.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about creating more content. It's about creating content that resonates with your audience in the best possible way. What about case studies? I know those can be powerful for showcasing the results you've achieved for your clients, but they can also be quite long and detailed.
Case studies are gold mines for repurposing. You can extract key takeaways and customer success stories and share them in bite-sized pieces on social media. Think about creating a series of tweets highlighting the challenges, solutions, and results achieved in the case study. Or you could create a short, engaging video testimonial featuring the client sharing their experience.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love how you can take a single case study and turn it into multiple pieces of content that reach different segments of your audience. And speaking of longer form content, what about ebooks? Those take a lot of time and effort to create. How can we get more mileage out of them?
Ebooks can be repurposed into a variety of formats. You could create a slide deck presentation highlighting the key points and using visuals from the ebook. This can be used for webinars, conferences, or even internal training sessions. You could also break down the ebook into a series of blog posts, each focusing on a specific chapter or topic.
These are all such great ideas. I'm already feeling inspired to revisit some of my old content and see what kind of repurposing magic I can create. But I have to admit, I'm also feeling a bit apprehensive. How do we make sure our repurposed content is truly effective? Is it just a matter of copying and pasting, or is there more to it than that?
It's definitely more than just copying and pasting. Repurposing effectively is about strategically adapting your content to fit the new format and platform. Imagine trying to squeeze a square peg into a round hole. It's not going to work very well, is it?
Right. Each platform has its own unique characteristics, audience expectations, and best practices. What works on LinkedIn might fall flat on Instagram and vice versa.
That's a great analogy. It's all about understanding your target audience and tailoring your content to their needs and preferences.
Okay, so we need to be mindful of the platform and the audience. What are some other key things to keep in mind when repurposing content? Are there any common pitfalls we should try to avoid?
One common mistake is neglecting to update and refresh the content. Just because a piece of content performed well in the past doesn't mean it's still relevant or accurate today.
Yeah, that's a good point. The world is constantly changing, and information can become outdated quickly. We need to make sure our repurposed content is current and reflects the latest trends and insights.
Exactly. It's also important to avoid simply duplicating content across different platforms. Search engines don't like duplicate content, and neither do your followers. They want to see something new and valuable, not the same old thing rehashed.
Right. So how do we strike a balance between repurposing content efficiently and making sure it's fresh and engaging?
Think of it as adding value to the original content. Instead of just republishing a blog post verbatim on LinkedIn, could you expand on a specific point, share a new perspective, or add some data or statistics to support your claims?
So we're not just repurposing for the sake of repurposing. We're looking for ways to enhance and enrich the original content.
Exactly. You can also use repurposing as an opportunity to test different angles or approaches. Maybe your original blog post focused on a broad overview of a topic. You could repurpose it into a series of social media posts that each dive deeper into a specific aspect of the topic.
That's a great way to keep your content fresh and engaging while still leveraging the work you've already done. But speaking of work, I have to admit, repurposing can feel like a lot of extra effort. How do we make sure it's worth the time and resources?
That's where tracking and measuring your results comes in. You need to have a clear understanding of what you're trying to achieve with your repurposed content, and then track the relevant metrics to see if you're meeting your goals.
Okay, so if our goal is to generate leads, we might track the number of email signups or contact form submissions we get from a repurposed piece of content. And if our goal is to increase brand awareness, we might track social media engagement or website traffic.
Exactly. By tracking your results, you can identify what's working well and what needs to be tweaked. You could also see which repurposing strategies are most effective for achieving your specific goals.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. I'm feeling inspired to revisit my content with a fresh perspective and start experimenting with different repurposing strategies. But before we wrap up, I'm curious, what does the future of content repurposing look like? Are there any emerging trends or technologies we should be aware of?
One trend that's gaining momentum is the use of artificial intelligence to automate certain aspects of content repurposing. Imagine having an AI tool that can analyze your content, identify key insights, and suggest different ways to repurpose it for different platforms.
Wow, that sounds like a game changer. It would free up so much time and allow us to focus on the more strategic aspects of content creation.
Another trend is the growing importance of personalization. As consumers become more discerning, they expect content that's tailored to their individual interests and needs. Repurposing can play a key role in delivering personalized content experiences.
So instead of just repurposing content in a generic way, we need to think about how we can customize it for different segments of our audience. We can use data and analytics to understand what type of content resonates with different groups of people, and then tailor our repurposing efforts accordingly.
Exactly. We can also leverage user data to personalize the content itself, such as using dynamic content that changes based on the user's browsing history or preferences.
That's fascinating. It's like taking repurposing to a whole new level of sophistication and effectiveness.
It is. And as technology continues to evolve, I'm excited to see what new and innovative ways we'll be able to repurpose our content in the future.
This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive. We've learned so much from Joe Medico's expertise, and I feel equipped to tackle content repurposing with confidence and creativity.
Me too. And remember, the key to successful content repurposing is to be strategic, creative, and adaptable. Don't be afraid to experiment, try new things, and see what works best for you and your audience.
Yeah, so as we wrap up this deep dive, let's leave our listeners with one final thought.
Repurposing isn't just about working smarter. It's about creating a ripple effect of value by taking your existing content and transforming it for new audiences and platforms. You can extend its reach, impact, and longevity, making your hard work go further and resonate deeper.
So go forth and repurpose with purpose. Your content has more to give than you think. And we'll be back next time with another deep dive into the world of knowledge and ideas. Until then, happy repurposing.